Granny's, Abner, I believe that's our ring.
I dog is Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum and Abner are still trapped in an old abandoned silver mine back in the hills. Several searching parties going on the only clue they have, the red clay which Abner's dog was covered with when he returned home, have combed the mountains surrounding Pine Ridge, but have found no trace of the old fellow. As we look in on the little community today, we find Squire Skimp just entering Dick Huddleston's store.
Come in. Oh, howdy, Squire. Come on back.
Well, good morning, Grandpa.
What can I do for you?
Well, what's going on? Are you running the store here now?
Yeah, I am today, leastways.
Where's Dick?
Well, him and Cedric's going out in the mountains to take one more look for Lum and Abner. Got me to stay in the store for him.
Well, I don't know, Grandpa. I've got a feeling that Lum and Abner aren't back in those mountains. If they were, why, one of our searching parties would have found them by this time, surely.
Yes, sir. Now, that's exactly what I told them, but they wouldn't listen to me. Richard's the one that wanted to go. He's got some kind of a crazy idea about that dog Abner's, old Blue.
About the dog?
Yeah, you know, the one that's been hanging around the store here ever since Abner disappeared.
No, yes, I know. He was the one that gave us a clue to searching the mountains to start with. All that red clay had on his paws when he came back the other day. However, I think we proved pretty well that clue is unfounded, Grandpa.
Why, sure, the dog might have got that clay on his feet up in the mountains, all right, but he must have went up there after he left Abner.
Yes, that's undoubtedly it. What's this new idea about him that you say Dick's got now?
Well, see, you know how the dog's been whining around here, pulling on everybody's britches leg that comes in?
Oh, yes. Right
to where he'd start out the front door and look back and see if anybody was following him, and then he'd turn around and come back.
Yes, he's a nuisance, all right. Just lonesome for Abner, I guess.
Why, sure, that's what's wrong with him. Want somebody to follow him. Been wanting to go hunting, I reckon. But Richard got the idea in his head that the dog knowed where Abner and Lum was at and was trying to tell us, trying to take us to him.
Oh, I see. Well, now, there might be something to that at that, Grandpap.
No, old Blue always acts that way.
He does.
Yeah, I saw him do Abner that way 1,000 or 100 times. That's when he wants to go hunting. I told Richard he ought to take a gun along and bring back some rabbits.
Yes, well, it certainly won't hurt to try it, though, Grandpap. I hadn't thought about following a dog. Maybe we should have taken him with us on some of our searching parties. That dog might have led us right to him.
Well, if he was out there in them mountains, we'd have found him a long time ago. Yeah, if you want my notions on it, I don't think Abner and Lum's anywhere in this part of the country.
Well, wherever they are, it certainly is a baffling mystery, I'll say that.
Well, I don't like to talk, Squire, but I believe I got a pretty good idea where they're at.
You have?
Yes, sir. Just been sort of figuring things out for myself. Nobody never told me, but I've been turning this thing over in my head ever since they've been gone. If you don't mind notions on it, they're both in jail.
In jail?
Yes, sir.
No, I don't think that, Grandpa. Now, what in the world could Lum and Abner have done to get themselves thrown in jail?
Well, I don't know what, but we know they ain't here. We know they ain't lost in the mountains. They must be someplace where they can't let us know about it, or we'd have heard from them, so that don't leave nothing but a jail.
Well, yes, but they could have gotten out of there by this time, Grandpap, surely.
Well, I don't know where they could or not. Now, there's another thing. Abner's woman's had 2 dreams. Dreamt both times Abner was someplace he couldn't get out of.
Hmm.
That sounds like a jail to me. Dreamt he was sick and hungry and calling for her.
Yes, well, it's only natural that she would be dreaming about him, Grandpap. Grief-stricken, thinking about him constantly, you know.
Yeah, maybe so, but I still think that's where they're at. I tried to get Richard to call the sheriff in there at the county seat this morning. Have him get in touch with some of these other sheriffs around over the country and see if any of them was holding Lum and Abner. But no, he had more confidence in that dog than he did in me.
Yes, well, in some ways, I don't blame him.
What's that, Squire Skimp?
Nothing.
You know, personal, I put a heap of dependence in dreams.
You do?
Yeah. Take, for instance, that time Orlo Wormley was having them dreams.
Orlo Wormley?
Yeah. You recollect him, Squire. Lives over there south of Odin.
Well, the name is vaguely familiar, yes.
Yes, sir, Orlo Wormley had a dream once, didn't
he? Yes, well, you can tell me about it some other time, Grandpap. I've got to get back to my office
right
now.
Yes, sir, Orlo Wormley had a dream. And you know what he dreamt, Squire? Dreamt he was out in the middle of the ocean on a big boat.
Yes, well, that's interesting, Grandpap. I'd love to hear the rest of it sometime.
The way Orlo described it, he said it wasn't exactly a boat. It was more of a streetcar. But there you are. Right smack dab in the middle of the ocean on this horse.
Horse? I thought you said it was a streetcar.
No, it was a boat. Only sometimes it seemed more like a horse. You know how dreams are.
Yes, I suppose so.
Yes, sir, Orlo Wormley dreamed that same dream 6 nights hand running. That just goes to show you about dreams.
What happened then?
What do you mean, what happened?
Well, I mean, didn't something come of the dream?
I don't know. Orlo never said.
Yeah, I mean, well, what about the boat? Didn't he finally take an ocean trip?
Well, I don't know. Is he aiming to take an ocean trip?
Well, no, not that I know of, but...
Jimmy, if Orlo's going away, I better get over there and say goodbye to the pigeon toad barn.
Wait a minute. You can't leave, Grandpap. You've got to stay here and watch the store for Dick.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Why, yes, can't go off and leave the place unopened here with nobody to look after.
Yeah, I wish he'd hurry up and get back. I think him and Cedric are just wasting their time up there following that dog. Just wasting their time.
No, Mr. Dick, I believe we're just wasting our time up here following this dog.
Yeah, maybe so, Cedric. He acts like he's trying to take us someplace, though.
More likely got a coon feed around here somewhere, or a possum one.
No, I don't think that's it, Cedric. He don't act like he's hunting. You saw that rabbit jump out of that brush pile right there by him a while ago, and he didn't even look at him the second time.
No, Mom, I know it, but that's the way he does. If he goes out by himself and sees some kind of a varmint, he'll come back to the store in town there and get Mr. Abner to follow him every time. Takes him right to the tree.
He does?
Yes, Mom.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, Cedric. If he's leading us out here to where he's got a possum or a coon treed, when I get through with him, I bet you he don't get me to follow him again. I'll tell you that.
Wish I'd have brung a gun with me. I saw 3 or 4 squirrels.
Well, Grandpappy Spears told me that I'd better bring mine. Said that old Blue would just want to go squirrel hunting. That's the reason he was whining, trying to get us to follow him.
Well, he ain't squirrel hunting. He don't look like he's doing nothing.
Oh. Well, let's follow him a little piece farther, Cedric. After coming this far, I hate to turn around and go back now. I just can't help believe that that's what he's been wanting the last few days. Somebody to follow him. He just seemed tickled to death this morning when we started out with him.
Well, he's always that way when anybody will take him to the woods. I never seen a dog that loves to hunt like he does in my life.
By the way, where is he? I don't see him, Cedric.
Oh, he's on up ahead there a piece. Seen him while I go running under the underbrush there. Think he's down there in that draw, so... Wait a minute. I think I hear him barking. Listen. Yep, there he is. He's treed. What did I tell you? He's treed.
Why, come on, if I don't give him a lesson...
Yeah, the honor he is. See, the honor, got something treed in that old silver mine.
Yeah, that is that old silver mine, ain't it?
Yes, Mom. Me and Ezra see drunk in that bunch come by here the other day when we was looking for him.
Yeah, he's got something in there, all right, back in that old mine, Cedric.
Yes, Mom, about to run a wildcat in there is about what he done. Been trying to get somebody to come back out here and help him get him out.
That's yeah, what's the matter with you, Blue? Come on away from here. Come on here.
If I had a gun, I'd go down there and get him, too.
You wouldn't catch me going down in there.
Yeah, might be varmint. Hash up, Blue, hash up. Yeah. What do you got in there, Blue, anyway, a wildcat? Yeah, that must be it. Just look at him there, Mr. Dick.
By Jacks, he's sure excited about something, Cedric. Look at him there. Yeah. Wait a minute. You don't... Oh, no.
Mom.
By George, Cedric, maybe they're down in there.
Who?
Lum and Abner.
Oh, well, I don't know what they'd be doing down in there.
But did you fellas look down in there the other day when you were out here?
You mean down in the mine?
Yeah, down that shaft there.
No, Mom, not down in there. See, you have to get down on your hands and knees and crawl through that first opening back there. I've been down there lots of times.
You have?
Yeah, run a wildcat in there once.
All right, George, well, here, let's go as far as we can and holler down in there, Cedric, and fair down there, maybe they'll answer. Go ahead.
That's a good idea. Get out of the way, Blue. Now, right down here. Wait a minute. Look at there, Mr. Dick.
Huh?
They can't be down in here. This whole shaft's caved in. Looky there.
By George, it has, hasn't it? That looks like fresh dirt, though, Cedric.
Yes, Ma.
Hey, look at old Blue there, scratching in that dirt. He's trying to tell us, Cedric, that's where they are just as sure as the world. They're down in that old mine. It must have caved in and trapped them in there.
Well, one too good.
That's it, Cedric.
Well, there's something back in there he's wanting to get to, all right.
Why, sure. Well, wait a minute. We can't waste any time here, Cedric. Let's get back to town here and get a bunch of men, some picks and shovels, and dig this thing out. Come on, Cedric.
Well, sure, I believe we found him, Mr. Dick.
Yeah.
Come on, Blue. Let's go. Here. Come on, boy. Come on.
Come on, Cedric. If he don't want to follow us, let him stay there. We've got to hurry.
Yes, Mom.